This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for November 2018. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Mae Edward Chin's life as a medical doctor, cancer researcher, and musician? And what musical instrument did she play? Mae Edward Chin was born on April 15, 1896, in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to Lulu Ann Evans, a Native American from the Chickahominy Indian Reservation close to Norfolk, Virginia, and William Lafayette Chin, a former Virginia slave from the Chin Plantation. Dr. Chin said, when she was a child of six, her mother sent her to a boarding school for Negro children in Bordentown, New Jersey, with the money she had saved from her wages earned as a domestic. It was as peaceful and orderly as New York had been loud and turbulent. She contracted osteomyelitis in her lower right jaw and had 9 operations. Finally, the school had to send her home. Dr. Chin said her mother found employment as a live-in cook on the estate of Charles Tiffany along Millionaires Row in Irvington-on-Hudson, and she joined her mother there. Treated almost like a member of the family, Chin took lessons in French and German, and on Saturday mornings, she would be taken into the city to see Broadway shows and musical concerts. When Charles Tiffany died in 1902, Lulu's services were no longer needed, and she and her mom returned to New York City. In New York City, Mae and her mother reunited with Father William. Mae Chin began studying the piano at the age of 8. Dr. Chin said, she was able to get a good education in the elementary schools nearby. This was very important to my mother. Later, the Chin family moved to 320 Mott Avenue in the Bronx, not too far from Morris High School, the best in the city. The family rented an apartment in a 5-story brick tenement house near the Krakauer Brothers Piano Factory. Dr. Chin said, as a present on her 16th birthday, they gave her a Krakauer piano, so fresh from the factory that it had to sit unplayed for 3 days while the varnish dried. She says her mother allowed her to sing at local musical events and even to act in plays. When America entered World War I, she began playing and singing popular songs like Danny Boy and Mighty Like a Rose for the colored soldiers. Dr. Chin said her mother secretly had been saving money all this time. Not only did Lulu provide the money for Mae to go to college, but she also moved the family from the Bronx to Harlem so Mae could walk to classes. In 1917, she began her studies at Columbia University Teachers College as a piano major. During her first year of college, she wrote a paper for her hygiene course. Her instructor, Dr. Jean Broadhurst, was impressed and, quote, encouraged her to consider a major in science. In Chin's biography, she says the faculty told her, quote, because I am of African-American descent, that unless I could afford to go to Europe for final polishing in my music, I would probably end up singing in a cabaret in America. If I chose science, my chances were better for a good future. Dr. Chin says, I was continuing to play and sing a little concerts around New York. One day, just before a concert, I heard a deep voice apparently addressed to me. I understand you're a marvelous accompanist, the voice said. My accompanist is late, and I wonder if you would be kind enough to accompany me. I turned, and almost at my eye level, a golden football and a golden Phi Beta Kappa key were dangling from the chain of an extremely tall, handsome, brown-skinned man. It was Paul Robeson, Rutgers University graduate and valedictorian of the class of 1919, star of 4 varsity sports and All-American in football. Soon he would be an internationally famous stage and screen actor. Dr. Chin said, everyone had heard of Paul. I was flattered that he would ask me to accompany him. Of course, Paul, I said. They performed together on dozens of occasions over the next 3 or 4 years. Chin received her bachelor's degree in science from Columbia Teachers College in 1921 and was the first African-American woman to graduate from college. Dr. Mae Edward Chin was, quote, the first African-American woman to graduate from Bellevue Hospital Medical College in 1926. She completed her internship at Harlem Hospital in 1928. As an African-American physician in the 1920s, she was not granted admissions privileges or special residencies at any hospital. So after graduating from Bellevue Hospital Medical College in New York and completing an internship at Harlem Hospital in 1928, Chin opened a private practice in Edgecombe Avenue, working with other African American physicians at the Edgecombe Sanitarium for non-white patients. Dr. Chin saw her patients at her office and in their homes where she sometimes did surgery. Dr. Chin, quote, decided to accompany her patients to their clinic appointments, explained that she was the patient's family physician. By doing this, she learned more about biopsy techniques while securing a firm diagnosis for her patients. Such resourcefulness typified Chin's approach to the barriers she faced during her career, end quote. Dr. Chin, determined to help her patients fight against cancer in the early 1930s, studied with Dr. George Papanicolaou, noted for his work on the Pap smear tests for cervical cancer. In 1933, Dr. Chin earned her master's degree in public health from Columbia University, quote, to get at the roots of poverty. Dr. Elise Strang L'Esperance, medical doctor, founder of the Strang Cancer Clinic at Memorial Hospital, hired Dr. May Edward Chin, MD, in 1944, quote, to take a position in the Tuesday afternoon cancer clinic. In 1945, Dr. L'Esperance hired Dr. Chin, quote, at the Strang Clinic at the New York Infirmary, where she worked for the next 29 years until retiring in 1974. Dr. Chin, quote, promoted cancer screening methods for non-symptomatic patients, routine pap smears, and the use of family medical histories predict cancer risk. Dr. May Edward Chin, medical doctor, was an African-American woman, cancer researcher, lifetime pianist, dedicated to saving the lives of her patients in Harlem and giving them the best medical care for 53 years. She was a trailblazer, quote, the first African-American woman to graduate from the university and Bellevue Hospital Medical College. She was, quote, a tireless advocate for poor patients with advanced, often previously untreated diseases. She became a staunch supporter of new methods to detect cancer in the earliest stages. In 1978, Dr. Chin began, quote, examining African-American students as a consultant at the Phelps Stokes Fund. On December 1, 1980, Dr. May Edward Chin, 84 years, was at Columbia University honoring a friend when she died.